Chapter 1. Christian. Middle child syndrome. It's not really a thing. At least, not in my family. Being the middle child of three boys all a year apart, I should know. Mauro is the eldest, the first son born into an Italian immigrant family. I came along so quick after him that Mauro needed my ma's arms as much as I did. I wasn't off ma's tit before Luca barreled out of her. When I say barreled, it's the truth. The guy was 4 weeks early, screaming and wailing, already searching for the party. You'd think it would go, Mauro takes care of Christian, Christian takes care of Luca, and Luca, well, let's be thankful he's the youngest, because he'd take care of no one but himself. Somehow, though, I ended up with all the responsibility genes. I'm the one who checks on my parents, the one who makes sure Mauro and Luca remember birthdays and anniversaries, the one who organizes the paperwork for our recreation teams and makes sure everyone has paid. Is that why I became a police officer? Maybe. It's not a lie that I thrive on order and rules. Who wants to live in a world of mutiny and insubordination? Not me. That's for damn sure. What all that means is that it doesn't add up to why I've been staring at the blonde across the field for the past 5 minutes. Because she doesn't seem to want to follow rules, and she could definitely invoke riots with her presence alone. The worst part about it, and the fact that my dick is overruling my brain, is that she's my commander's daughter, Vanessa Flanagan. We're all here because Mauro came up with some cheesy way to win Maddie back, and we're reenacting a bonfire from high school. Hunt is driving me fucking insane. Did you see her wanting to arm wrestle me? Luca doesn't even notice I'm distracted. Youngest child. Everything's about him. I mean, she's like a little Energizer bunny that never dies. Does she honestly think she'd have a chance to win? She's so competitive. It's annoying. I'd take the opportunity to remind my brother that he's no different if Vanessa hadn't just laughed at something someone in her circle said. Because as she lets her laugh loose, she pulls at her hair, sliding it to one side, exposing her long, slender neck, and my jeans grow tighter, and I'm speechless. Mauro owes me for this one. He and Maddie disappear now that they've made up, and we're left here with Hunt. I should be the one in those woods with some chick fucking her against a tree like it was high school again. Instead, we're here. A hand waves in front of my face. What the fuck are you staring at? He must follow my line of sight. Nope, sorry. I'm not letting you get involved with one of Hunt's friends. It's bad enough that Mauro is probably popping the question to Maddie right this moment, since he's completely pussy-whipped now. But not you, too. No way I'm sharing two weddings and every monumental life event with Hunt. Find someone else. He glances around the area, past the bonfire blazing in the middle of the field. What about her? He points. My gaze drifts to a redhead who is attractive, but more his type than mine. I've always loved blondes, and the fact Vanessa's tall only increases her appeal. I give him an indifferent shrug. Okay then, screw her. Have some fun. But no wedding shit, you hear me? No way I can be with Hunt all the fucking time. He shakes his head, arms crossed over his chest. I do remember this from high school. Him and Lauren Hunt. The king and queen of Jockville at St. George. Each one played four different sports. And I don't even know why they grate on each other's nerves so bad. It's not like they ever had to compete against the other. She's the commander's daughter, I say. She's been refusing to go on a date with me since Maddie won her a date with me at the bachelor auction. The commander's on my ass to know why we haven't gone out. What am I going to tell him? Your daughter has something against police officers? She's giving me the cold shoulder. I might as well admit I rescue stray cats.
Lie. Fuck, Christian. Just lie.
He smacks me on the shoulder, downing half the beer from the red Solo cup.